Blog Talk Radio.
Even here in D.C.,
It's raining, but we are still blessed. I know it might be raining in your life. Your circumstances, your situation might not be all that you want it to be, but you got to believe and know that you are still blessed. And you're blessed not because of anything that you've done, but because of who you, because of who he is to you. He is your Father. He is your Savior. He is the one who keeps you, leads you, and guides you. So we are so appreciative for you this evening. It is I, your host, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr., Elder Willie J. Vann Jr., Willie J. Vann, J. Vann, whatever you want to call. I just thank God for you this evening. We are, it's another wonderful Wednesday night where we are able to discuss and talk about how God is blessing us and taking care of us. We bring you greetings from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., where the power heads are. But we understand that they all will bow down to the true power, and that is our God, our Father. Without further ado, we understand the power of prayer. We understand the importance of prayer, and we understand that we would be nowhere if we did not have prayer. So let us take out this moment to pray and ask God to continue to bless us and give us favor. Lord God, we thank you. We give you honor and praise. We are so appreciative that you have blessed us and you have allowed us to come thus again for another wonderful Wednesday of Blog Talk Radio. We thank the Lord for Reconciliation Ministries in association and partnership with Omega Ministry Group. We thank the Lord because we thank you, Lord, because you have blessed us without when we didn't even know that we were blessed. You took care of us when we didn't even know what we were doing. Lord God, I thank you. Ask that you will continue to not just bless me, not just working through me, but bless my listening audience, those who are listening live and those who are listening to the rebroadcast. Lord God, show up afresh and new in our lives. Lord God, we know that whatever you've done before, you can do it again. But we don't want to limit you. So we ask that you do a new thing, that you create new miracles, blow our minds with how powerful and how awesome you are. Allow us to get to a place where we can't even trust ourselves, but we fully, completely only trust in you. Lord God, I thank you. I pray for this nation. I pray for our president or the president of the United States of America. I pray for all those who are in leadership, political leadership. I pray for those who not just there, but for those who pastor churches, those who give speeches and preach. Lord God, allow us to use the gift that you pour into us. Allow us to always remember that we are nothing more than just your conduit. If you don't speak to us, Lord God, we don't speak. If you don't give us the words to say, we don't know what to say. So, Lord God, we just thank you. We ask also, Lord God, I ask that you would continue to heal my mother. We understand that this is nothing but a testimony, a time where she can come out and brag about how good you've been and how you blessed her body. how you and only you granted her healing. Lord God, I thank you again for all those who are listening live, all those who just love you, those who submit their lives to you. Lord God, I thank you again for 50 years of life. Lord God, I understand that you could have not looked out for me. You could not have used me, or you decided to use me. Lord God, there was a time that I didn't even know you, but yet you're still looking out and blessing me. And for that, Lord God, I just say thank you. Lord God, again, we ask that you bless this time of talking, this time of communication. Lord God, we thank you. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus Christ's name, we say amen, amen, and amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, again, we are so appreciative that you have decided to join us here for another wonderful night of Blog Talk Radio. Let me do this. Let me clear out all this. As always, this is about participation. If you have a comment, if you have a question, if you would like this for clarification, you can press 1 on your phone, and then I will be able to acknowledge you and unmute your mic. For those who are listening to the rebroadcast, you can send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com. Send me an email to jayvan91@yahoo.com, and I promise you, I will respond to your email. Well, my brothers and sisters, it's been a long day. But I am so thankful to God for what he's done. And I want to read unto your hearing a scripture. You probably heard it before, but I definitely want to read. It is found in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 29. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. I'm going to read in several translations and I want you to get a understanding. In this translation, the King James Version, it reads, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Again, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. The New Century Translation reads, do not say harmful things, but say what people need, words that will help others become stronger. Then what you say will do good to those who listen to you. Again, this is the New Century Version, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. When you talk, do not say harmful things, but say what people need, words that will help others become stronger. Then what you say will do good to those who listen to you. And one more, the NIV translation. It says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. We give God the honor and praise for his word. We know that his word is already blessed, and we are so appreciative for that word. We understand that Paul is the writer of this particular scripture, and doing this, he is really dealing with how we as children of God, what he calls children of light, how we ought to conduct ourselves. Now, one of the things that you, if you spend any time looking at any kind of news or any kind of media, you will understand that there are several people, including our president, who speak harmful words, speak words that are that don't build up, but that they tear down. And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about even how on the internet, and I mentioned this to the brothers on the prayer line this morning, how because of the sentencing of Bill Cosby, there have been several people to put memes up, little pictures of Bill Cosby in different scenarios or situations. They have one that he has all these gang tattoos and cornrows and stuff like that. And I thought about just how mean and just how negative a lot of comments are about any and everything. And it started me thinking about, because of the fact that there is so much negativity, so much corrupt communication, then why is it that the church, the light, the children of God, the children of light, why are we not standing up spreading love? Or why are we not up talking and communicating those words that will edify, that as excuse me, as this scripture says, to help others, build them up. Now, I understand, you know, you can't be nice to everybody, but you can say nice things. You know, you don't have to say, you don't have to love everybody, but you can be loving in what you say. You know, one of our brothers in the prayer line, Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr, he always, whenever he makes a comment or he makes a observation about you, or rather about me, he always says, and I share this in love. And I thought about the fact that, isn't that how all of us should talk? Isn't that how all of us should share when we are talking to others? Now, I understand there are times that you need to a kind word or might not feel good. You know, you might want to cuss somebody out, because cussing somebody out might make you feel good. The problem is, are you willing to feel good, or are you willing to do good? Are you willing to say good words? Are you willing to edify? And even if you have to show tough love in your explanation, in your concerns or your observation, there still should be an element of love. I was talking to a couple here recently, actually, and to a coworker today, and you know, the whole thing about Texans and my coworker today, she was like, I don't understand why he would send this, and you know, why he would say this, and why he would even. I just don't understand. I said, don't get caught up in the text itself. You know him. What is he really trying to say? Because coming across or saying it in a text, he might be joking. He might not. But you have to realize, or you have to think about who he really is as a person. And is he, and does he love you? And is he sharing this out of love? And she said, you know what, Jay? You're absolutely correct. Though what he typed or what he texted me hurt me, I know ultimately he's looking out for my good. And I thought about that and said, man, isn't that how we ought to do? And how we ought to carry not just romantic relationships, but just relationships with people. I understand not everything I say, not everything I do, people are going to like. Or the woman who I'm dating, that she going to like it. Or my soon-to-be wife. Thank you, Lord. My soon-to-be wife. She might not like everything I say and like everything I do. It's not about liking. It's about loving me. And it's about me loving her. And it's about understanding that liking is like an emotion. It's a feeling. But love is a commitment. It is a choice. So when I choose to love you, then I should also choose to edify you. I should also choose to build you up. I also choose to be committed to you and this process. And the best way to build people up is by words of edification. I think that we ought to get to a place where we are constantly sharing. We are constantly in a place where we can share the words that God has given us to edify our brothers and our sisters. The word says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Let's go back in. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Again, the New Century, when you talk, do not say harmful things, but say what people need. Words that will help others become stronger, then they will say, then what you say will do good to those who listen to you. So again, if it is the will of God, which we know it should be, that we should edify our brothers, our sisters, our friends, our acquaintances with words that will cause them to be better. And again, every time somebody is sharing a word, or every time you're sharing a word, the people might not want to receive it, but it's for their greater good. It's for their good. When the prophets came into town, most of the time they were not greeted well, because they was normally bringing a prophetic word to a town or village of either something they needed to do or something that was about to happen to this area. So a lot of times people did not want the prophets to come around. But what they were sharing was good for the edifying of the people. It was the words that they were sharing was necessary so that the people can be better. And you and I have to get to a place that we walk and talk with a boldness to say, you might not like what I'm about to say, but I share this in love because I'm coming from a sincere place of love. And share what God has laid on your heart or on your mind. Now, we have to be careful because we can also tear down people. We know that our words have life and death, and we ought to always be striving to bring about life towards people. When was the last time you spoke life, or I asked, when was the last time you spoke life to somebody? When was the last time you shared with somebody and said, wow, you know what? This is, you know, I the words that I'm about to say, I'm saying because I want you to be happy. I want you to be better. And what I found out is sometimes it doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out conversation. Just saying the words, I appreciate you. Just saying the words, I love you. Just saying the words, thank you, can really go a long way. My parents, they were very influential in my life, and they always taught me to have manners and to go about and saying thank you and yes, sir, and no, sir. So my thing to you is, or my comment to you tonight is, we need to share more life. I mean, we need to speak more life. We need to share with everyone we come in contact with. There shouldn't be a time where we are not showing life towards somebody, or we're not speaking positivity to somebody. What I'm going to do, I'm going to take a break. We're going to play this song. I will ask that you please make sure that you go get some water or something to drink. Please stay hydrated. You just don't realize how much drinking water can save your life and help you live a better quality of life by just drinking water. So I'm gonna play this song. Let me play this song. I haven't played this in a minute. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, now I can't find the song. Okay. I'll tell you what, let's do this. Let's play this song here. All right. I'm gonna play this song. Take a break, go get some water, get something to drink, and we'll be right back. And think about that. Think about when was the last time you spoke life to somebody's life? When was the last time you spoke positivity to a situation? We'll be right back.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment.
Right now,
because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you're you, I just don't want you to be happy. But then you gotta have something happy. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. My. Y'all want some more? Y'all want some more of that? Are y'all sure y'all want some more of that?
God wants us to smile. God wants us to be happy. God wants us to have joy. And the joy and the happiness that we have ought to come from Him. Because when it comes from God, then it's not affected by what the world does to us or what anyone else does to us, because we have it in our soul. There's another scripture that I want to read unto you here. The scripture reference is Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. You probably heard it a million times before. It says, a soft answer away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Let's read the New Century Translation. It says, a gentle answer will calm a person's anger, but an unkind answer will cause more anger. So the proverb writer is trying to enlighten us to say that this is what will happen if you give or if you give someone a good word, a word that will edify, a word that will bring health and help. But if you bring strife, if you have a word that will bring strife or a word of hatred, then that will just cause the person to be more angry. See, it is important for us to make sure that we know what we say and who we say it to. I remember there was a time in my life where I thought, because I was so big, because of my size, that I could just intimidate people. Till I got to a place where the size of my body no longer intimidated people, but they just ignored me or they didn't fear me. And in that time or in that lesson, I learned it's not about intimidating someone or trying to get your way by the way you look, but it's about what you say. It's about the words that you express. You and I can live in a much better world if we would just take on the mindset that we are to edify, edify the people around us. Let me give you another example. My mother has just been attacked in her health. She is doing much better. She is going to survive, and not just survive, but thrive and be a testimony to others concerning breast cancer. Now, the doctors have instructed us as the family and as her to eliminate stress and eliminate people who will bring depression upon you. And what I thought about was the fact that they want people that will speak life and speak positivity to my mother. The doctor said, if you stay hopeful and stay committed and have the mindset of a survivor and don't allow those naysayers to surround you, then you can get over this attack. Well, the good thing is that my mother already knows God, already has a relationship with God. So when people started crying around her, she would say, listen, don't cry, but pray. Pray that God will continue to heal my body and that won't nothing happen or anything not go well in her surgery. But that we ought to speak positivity and words of affirmation and words of encouragement. And the doctors said that people who have this type of support, this type of surrounding or being surrounded by positivity, that they recover so much more faster than those who don't. So I told my brothers, you know what? I know you might be sad. I know you might be afraid. But right now, it's not even about you. It's about mom. And what you and I have to do is to continue to say and speak those things of positivity to her, so that she will continue to recognize the fact that God is a healer and he is going to not just heal, but restore everything as far as her health. So it goes back to what we talked about in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 29, that we have to not allow corrupt, negative, ill, mad, angry words, that we ought not allow that those type of words to come out of our mouth, but that we ought to speak positivity and watch what we say. Now, I will honestly say that I learned this from Dr. Storr, to never claim a sickness. Out of all my years of preaching and teaching, and no one really never explained that and reminded me of that. So I told my mother, claim this cancer. But what you ought to say is that you are attacked, and know that you are a overcomer of this attack. And she said, thank you. But I have to honestly say, that is one of the things I learned from Dr. Storr and the men's prayer line. That I don't say this is mine, or I used to say I have sarcoidosis, and now what I say is I was diagnosed and attacked by sarcoidosis, and that changes the possession from something that's an outward force coming in instead of an inward force bleeding out. I could easily claim these diseases, But why claim these diseases when God, our Father, said Christ died for them all? And not only did he die for those, but he also was resurrected. So it is up to you, my brothers and sisters, to make sure that when you speak, that you let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Because it's easy to complain. It's real easy to say, this is mine, and I got this, and I got that. No, I don't have any of that. I might have been diagnosed. They might have said that it attacked my body, but I don't claim it. I acknowledge it, but I don't claim it. Because I've allowed, and I've learned to let no corrupt communication come out of my mouth. Let me say this, because I hear God speaking, and I don't know who this is for. Maybe it's just for me. But we have to get to the place, again, that we are not just a boldness and willing to say, but we have to say what God has told us to say, the way he has told us to say it. And then allow others to process it. And then we need to get to the place where we, after we have shared that word, that we are to instruct that person or those people to go out and study for themselves, or and go out and pray and ask God to reveal. So it is easy to tear down, but it's harder to build back up. We need to get to the place that we are constantly speaking life, dead situations. Lord God, I thank you for this time of sharing. I pray that you will continue to have favor on my life. I continue to spread your word. I thank you, Lord God, for my church family. I thank you for family and friends. I pray that you just will continue to bless and abide with us. Allow your Holy Spirit to say to us that we love you and we adore you, and we surrender our lives to you. I ask all of these prayers and all other needful prayers in the name of your Son, my Savior. His name is Jesus the Christ. I say amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, those who are listening live, if you have a comment, you can press 1, and I will acknowledge and open up your mic to leave a comment. Those, again, who are listening to the rebroadcast of this, then you can send me an email to jvan91@yahoo.com. J-A-Y-V is in victory, A-N-N, 91, Washington, D.C., 20019. Again, we are so thankful for you joining us. We always want to give a couple minutes in case if someone would like to ask a question, and also because of the fact that Elder Perry Smith don't want to bleed into his time. Let me give you the rundown on Saturdays. You can tune in to Omega Ministry Group. On Mondays you can listen to Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr. On Tuesdays, Mondays from 7:30 to 9, and then from 9:30 to 10, Minister Leah Killing. On Wednesday night, you can listen to Yours Truly from 8:30 to 9:30, and then Elder Perry Smith from 9:30 to 10:30. On Thursday night at 8 o'clock, Bishop George Flint. Bishop George Flint is on from, again, 8 to 9 o'clock. From 8 to 9 o'clock every Thursday. On Saturday at noon, you can listen to our brother Joseph Amos Collins. We thank the Lord for him. And we have several other people that will be joining the Omega Ministry Group. We pray blessings upon them. Again, I just want to challenge us. In a time where so many people are speaking death and speaking negativity, what's coming out of your mouth? What are you saying? What are you talking about? What are you willing to share? What are you willing to add to the conversation so that whoever you speak to will be better? If you, if you have a comment, you can press 1. For those who listen to the rebroadcast, you can shoot me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com. We thank God for Elder Perry Smith. We pray that he will be on this evening to share a word from God. We understand and know that God continues to bless him. And he continues to bless God or give God the honor and the glory. I'm going to play this song. I pray that between now and next Wednesday, that each day, try to make each day that you speak life to somebody. You speak positivity to somebody. If somebody is gloomed or depressed, start talking about how God has blessed them, how God has given them favor. Think about that and try that out next week. Well, as always, peace and love, Reverend Willie J. Van Jr. I'm going to play this song, and I pray that it will bless your heart. We'll see you next Wednesday. Peace and love, J. Van. What are you telling someone to your life? Even though your rain falls.
you did it, made a way. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out. You're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control. And now we know that you made a way. When our backs were
against the wall, and it looked as if it was over,
Lord, you made a way. And we're standing here,
and we're standing here
only because
you made a way.
Just say yes, You lead the way. I'm not afraid of what it means for me to say that this life you gave is not my own. I'm trusting you to hear my yes and lead me on. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, my life is yours.
I'll just say yes.
Yes, Lord.
You'll lead the way.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not afraid of what it means for me to say.
This life you gave
is
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. We bring you greetings with Jesus' joy. Unfortunately, Elder Perry Smith will not be able to broadcast tonight. He sends his love and support and asks that you continue for your prayers for him. We thank you, Lord God. Continue to bless them. Continue to bless the Smith family. In Jesus' name, amen.